Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking an old-school DNB breakbeat and turning it into something that feels alive, modulated, and ready to mix like a proper DJ tool inside Ableton Live 12. The big idea here is not to just loop a break and hope the track develops on its own. We want movement with intention. That means bass line phrasing, automation, break edits, and arrangement choices that make the tune evolve over time without losing that jungle energy. In drum and bass, especially darker old-school or roller-influenced styles, the break is not just drums, it's part of the bassline's rhythm section. So if the drums are too static, the track can feel stuck, but if you over-edit everything, you lose the swing, urgency, and personality that make this style hit. The sweet spot is controlled modulation. Small changes, but meaningful ones. We're going to build around 174 BPM, and we'll think in 8-bar and 16-bar phrases from the start. That keeps the track DJ-friendly and stops the arrangement from becoming a random loop with no shape. Think intro, drop, variation, outro. That mental structure matters a lot in DNB. First, get your project set up at 174 BPM and load in a solid old-school break. Warp it cleanly. If you need a little extra flexibility, you can use Complex Pro, but for punchy break material, Beats Mode usually keeps the transients sharper. The goal is to preserve the kick, snare, and ghost notes so the groove still feels human and urgent. Aim for a 1-bar or 2-bar break loop. Keep some headroom too. You don't want the break track slamming too hard before the bass even enters. Leave yourself room to work. Now, before we start adding loads of elements, let's make the break feel like it has a performance. Duplicate the clip and create two versions. One can be the raw full energy loop, and the other can be the stripped variation with one or two hits removed, or maybe a ghost note emphasized a little more. This is the kind of subtle variation that makes a loop feel like a drummer is actually playing it. You can do that with clip gain, automation, or by slicing if you want more control. But keep it simple at first. Focus on classic old-school details. The snare on 2 and 4, ghost notes before the snare, tiny gaps for bass answers, and a fill at the end of a phrase. Those little choices do a lot of heavy lifting. A really good move here is to add drum bus to the break group. Keep it tasteful. A little drive, some transient shaping, maybe a touch of crunch if the break needs more edge. If the phrase needs lift, automate the drive up slightly in the last 2 bars of an 8-bar section. That gives you energy without changing the rhythm itself. Now let's build the sub bass first. Not the flashy part, the foundation. Create a MIDI track with operator or wave eatable and make a simple sine or near sine sub. Keep it mono. Keep it clean. This is the low-end anchor for everything else. In operator, a sine wave on oscillator is a great starting point. Set it 1 or 2 octaves down depending on your note range, and keep the voice count to 1 if you want a strict mono feel. If you want a bit of roller movement, add very light glide or portamento. Nothing extreme, just enough to let notes connect in a smooth, musical way. When you write the subline, don't fill every gap. Let the break speak. A good DNB bass line often works by answering the drums, not fighting them. A long note under a snare pocket, a short pickup before the next bar, then a rest. That's the conversation. That's the groove. Use utility on the sub to keep the width at 0%. The low end should stay centered. No fancy stereo business down there. Save the width for higher frequencies if you need it later. Now for the mid bass, and this is where the character starts coming in. Create a second MIDI track and build a restyle patch in Wavetable or analog. Start with 2 detuned oscillators or a saw-based sound, then shape it into something dark and controlled. We want movement, but not chaos. The re should live in the mids, not take over the sub's job. A decent starting point is a low-pass filter with some movement from an envelope, or LFO. Keep the cutoff in a range where the bass has bite but doesn't muddy the bottom. Then add auto filter after the synth and automate the cutoff over 8-bar phrases. Maybe a little darker in bars 1 to 4, then slightly more open in bars 5 to 8. That gives the impression of the track breathing. If you want more motion, try chorus ensemble or a very subtle frequency shifter, but keep the low end clean. The reese should provide attitude and width, not bass clutter. A really important rule in this style is simple. The sub owns the fundamentals, the reese owns the texture. Now start making the break and bass talk to each other. This is where the tune becomes a tune. Use the bass to answer the drums. Leave space after the snare for a stab. Use short offbeat notes. Change the note lengths between sections. In one section, maybe the bass is more sustained. In another, it's more chopped. That shift in density creates movement, without needing a whole new pattern every 8 bars. MIDI clip envelopes are super useful here. Automate filter cutoff on the reese. Maybe some volume changes for phrasing, or glide amount if your synth supports it. A small delay throw at the end of a phrase can also add a classic DJ moment, but use it sparingly. You want it to feel intentional, not washed out. Here's a good phrasing mindset. Think like a drummer, not like an editor. Don't feel like every 8 bars must become a completely different part. Change one performance detail at a time. A kick pickup, a snare flom, a bass tail, a tiny mute, a shifted ghost note. That keeps things believable and musical. Now let's shape the arrangement so it works in a DJ set. For bars 1 to 8, keep it filtered and stripped back. Maybe break only, light atmosphere, and a little hint of bass. Bars 9 to 16 can be the first drop, with full break, sub and res. Bars 17 to 24 can bring in variation, like extra drum edits or bass automation. Then bars 25 to 32 can reset the energy, reduce the density, and make the tune easier to mix out of. This is where the phrase planning matters. In a club context, a DJ needs predictable structure. Clean intros, clean outros, and energy that rises in sensible blocks. That doesn't mean boring. It means functional. And functional arrangement is what makes a track mix well. A good intro might be 16 bars of drums or filtered drums, with no busy bass at first. Let the kick and snare do the work so another tune can blend in cleanly. Then in the outro, strip things back in reverse. Remove the fills first, reduce the bass movement, thin out the break top, and leave a stable groove behind. Once the core loop feels right, resampling can add a lot of character. Record a few bars of the combined groove to a new audio track, then chop out the best bits. You can reverse a snare tail, pull out a short bass noise hit, or create a little fill for transitions. This is a great way to capture those slightly unstable, gritty moments that make darker DNB feel alive. After resampling, add some saturator if needed. Just a bit of drive, maybe soft clip-on if the layer needs controlling. Then use EQ8 to carve away anything that doesn't belong. High pass the junk, tame harsh upper mids, and keep the useful grit. Now we need to make sure the low end is actually behaving. Check the track in mono. This is huge. If the sub disappears or the res suddenly gets weird when collapsed to mono, the low-end design needs work. Group your drums and bass separately if that helps. On the drum bus, you might use drum bus, EQ, maybe a light glue compressor. On the bass bus, use utility, EQ8, saturator, and maybe subtle sidechain compression keyed from the kick and snare group. The compression should be rhythmic, not obvious. You want the bass to duck just enough for the transients to speak clearly. In DNB, that small amount of separation makes the whole groove hit harder. Add transition effects only where they serve the arrangement. A filtered noise swell into the drop. A reversed cymbal before a fill. A short impact at the start of a new phrase. A downlifter into the outro. Keep it lean. Too many FX tails can blur the mix and make the track less DJ-friendly. Use stock devices like auto filter, reverb, delay, and echo if you want a little more character. But always ask, does this help the groove, or is it just decoration? In old-school influence DNB, the groove should still feel playable in a club. At this stage, zoom out and listen to the whole 32-bar loop like a DJ would. Ask yourself, would this beat easy to mix? Does it have clear energy lanes? Does the break own the drums? Does the sub own the weight? Does the res own the movement? If the answer is yes, you're on the right track. That energy lane idea is really important. Don't let every layer go full intensity all the time. If the break, sub, and res are all maxed out at once, the track can feel flattened. Give each phrase a main job. One phrase can emphasize drum attitude, another can focus on bass movement, and another can build transition tension. Also, check the tune at low volume. If it still feels exciting quietly, the arrangement is doing its job. If it only works loud, the mix is probably leaning too hard on low-end pressure and not enough on phrasing. A few extra pro moves here. Use slight saturation on the bass bus, not just the sub. Automate tiny filter cutoff changes over 8 bars. Add ghost snares or rim shots for momentum. Keep the res movement focused in the mids, roughly around 150 to 800 Hz, so the low end stays clean. And remember, silence can be heavier than extra notes. A gap after the snare can make the next bass hit feel way bigger. If you want to push this further, try making 2 bass personalities, one round and stable, one sharper and more nasal. Swap them between phrases instead of endlessly mutating one sound. That gives the arrangement more identity and keeps the listener engaged. You can also build a fill bass patch with more bite and shorter decay, then use it only in transition moments. That makes the fills feel special instead of constant. And if you're comfortable with more advanced routing, you can even let the break dynamics influence a filter or effect amount on the bass layer, using Ableton's envelope follower. Even a subtle reactive movement can make the loop feel much more alive. So here's the overall workflow. Start with the break, give it shape, build the sub, add the res, make them answer each other, then arrange in clean 8-bar and 16-bar phrases. Use automation to create controlled movement. Use resampling for organic grit. Keep the low end mono and disciplined, and always keep the DJ in mind. The final challenge is simple. Build a 64-bar sketch with a 16-bar intro, 16-bar drop, 16-bar variation, and 16-bar outro. Use one main break, two bass layers, one core motif, and make every 8th bar change in some small way. Fill, mute, filter move or effect throw. Then bounce it and listen like you'd mix it into another tune. If the cleaner version still works without loads of FX, that's a great sign. It means your arrangement is doing the real work.